On today's program, Andrew Womack will inspire you to reach out and take the healing that is yours in Jesus Christ. God wants you well, and that's the gospel truth. Now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Wednesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. Today I'm continuing a series talking about God wants you well. I really believe that with all of my heart, that Jesus died to produce healing in your body. This begs the question, well, then why aren't I healed? And I've been teaching on this for 5 weeks, and this week what I've started doing is talking about that there are laws that govern the healing power of God. It's not up to God whether or not you get healed. I know that that statement just absolutely blows the minds of people, and they think, what are you saying? I'm saying that most people think God just chooses who gets healed and who doesn't get healed. And we aren't totally sure of the criteria. But it has to do with somehow or another, He evaluates whether you're living holy enough, whether you're sincere enough, whether you fasted and prayed enough. And so we start trying to do all of these things. And if we don't see healing manifest, then we get personally offended, like, God, what's wrong? Why are you treating me this way? I'm living better than this person over here. But I've been trying to establish this week that there are laws that govern the healing power of God, just as the law of electricity. It's not the electric company that chooses who gets healed. They generate the power so that you can use it for your good. But if you violate that power, if you do something wrong, that same power that was meant for your good can kill you. Or if something is wrong and these laws aren't meant properly, you can flip the switch and nothing will come on. And it's not the electric company that personally doesn't want you to have lights and electricity and all the benefits of it. But rather, there is something happened that has violated a law. And that's the reason that the lights aren't coming on. Likewise, there are laws that govern how the power of God flows. And this is a concept that most people don't have. They just think that God is personally up there deciding who He is and who isn't healed. And because of this, they feel that there's nothing that they can do. They just throw their prayer out towards God. And if they get healed, it must have been God's will. If they don't get healed, it must not have been God's will. And they don't take any personal responsibility for learning how healing works and how to make it manifest. But again, I reinstate this statement that it's not up to God whether you get healed. He's already provided healing. The power has been generated. Now, we've got to learn and find out how to walk in healing, and you can make healing manifest. I know that that concept is totally off the charts to most people, but that's absolutely true. That's what I've been teaching on. And I tell you, if you could ever get this concept, it would help you tremendously. In one sense, it would be a problem because this means that instead of just throwing a prayer out to God and boom, instantly it gets answered or rejected. This is going to put some effort in. You're going to have to put some effort into it. There's going to have to be some things you learn. There's going to have to be some things you unlearn. You're going to have to do some things. And most people don't want that. They want to get healed so that they can just go back to laying on their couch and being a couch potato and not seeking God and not studying the Word and not praying and not doing anything. And this is not attractive to a lot of people. But you know what? To me, when I got this concept that faith, healing is governed by laws, it blessed me tremendously because I realized it wasn't God that killed my dad when I was 12 years old. And it wasn't because we had done something wrong. It was because we were ignorant. We didn't understand what the Bible had to say about faith and about healing. And yes, it meant that I had to learn some things, but I was excited because I felt like, praise God, that's what the Bible has given to us for. I'm going to get in here and learn these laws. I'm going to study. I'm going to find out. And it felt like there was something that I could do. There's something that I could do to improve the results I was getting instead of just, God, what's wrong? Why don't you do something and ask God for some supernatural miracle? No, there are reasons why people get healed and reasons why people don't get healed. There are laws that govern how this works. That is powerful. You know, I want to play another video for you today. We've got a Healing Journeys Volume 2 out. Actually, now 10 miraculous healings documented on video. And I want to play the story of Ken and Virginia Wood. They're people that came here to our Bible college. They now work in our phone center and answer our phones. Many of you have probably called in and talked to Ken in Virginia. But he had a head-on collision, and he should have died. According to everything that the medical profession said, he should have died. And yet he basically made a decision. There are so many examples of these laws that we're talking about. See, they took control. They didn't just go by what the doctor said. They felt like, no, we can activate the power of God. And they began to start confessing the Word of God and acting on the Word of God. And because of it, instead of Ken being dead, he's alive. And instead of being in a wheelchair and crippled, he's now walking. And I think that this video is going to be a real blessing to you. And I'll come back at the end of the program and point out some of the things that illustrate this principle about the laws of faith. So stay tuned, and I'll be back at the end of the program today.
I had found Andrew on the radio surfing. I was waiting for Ken to come out of work, and I was sitting out in the back, you know, the parking lot, and I just stumbled on Andrew. And the Spirit of God in Andrew connected with the Spirit of God in me, and so I began listening to Andrew. Everything I could get my hands on.
If we were thinking according to the Word of God that says no weapon formed against us will prosper, God heals all of our sickness, all of our diseases. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. By whose stripes we were healed. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
I listened to so many of Andrew's teachings. They came in and became a part of me. They became a part of every cell, every fiber of my being. Kenneth was ready to go to work on his overnight work party. And he came in, he had the keys to our little car, and he says, "I'm ready to go." And our daughter came in and she looked at her daddy. He was just so fatigued, and she actually wrestled the keys away from her daddy and says, "Dad, you're too tired. Here are the keys to your truck. Take your truck." And so as Ken was pulling out of the driveway, I prayed for him.
They sent me to work all night to work at a store. It's about 70 miles away from the store I work at. And we worked all night, and that next morning, I'm coming back to my store, and it's about an hour and a half drive or so.
He called me the next morning. He says, "I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. I'm really, really tired."
I pulled in a little town, called my wife, and I said, "You know, hon, I'm just really tired. I'm going to stop here and get a bite of breakfast." It was about 8 o'clock in the morning.
And I said, "Call me when you leave."
After that, I called her back, and I said, "You know, I think I can make it in."
I says, "Kenneth, if you get too tired, I know where you are. I'll come and get you." And it was a 20, 30 minutes later, I guess, and the phone rings, and we have caller ID, and I do not answer if I don't know. But the Spirit prompted me, and I picked up this phone, and there was this man on the phone saying, "Your husband's had a wreck."
I had a pickup I was driving, and I fell asleep, and praise God, I did drift over and hit somebody, but I didn't injure or kill anybody. This is a good thing. But I was in a head-on accident. Cruise control is not always the best thing, you know.
The truck was just totaled. I didn't know how. I had no idea how Ken got out of that truck.
The only things I can actually remember of that day after that, I remember them trying. Somebody was working on me. I guess they were getting me out of the truck. And I was told later it took them two jaws of life to get me free from my truck cab. And I was a conscious, and I know I remember saying, "Just get my leg loose, I'll be okay." I didn't know what other injuries are actually in my body. The next thing I remember is there, I was at a small hospital, and they was going to take me to a major city hospital in Fort Worth.
And there's this helicopter sitting on the front lawn of the hospital. And I'm thinking to myself, I wonder what that helicopter's there for.
And then the last thing I remember, you know, clearly, is the sound of the helicopter blades. And I can only tell you what the injuries were because I was reported. I mean, they said they counted, quit counting broken ribs. I was told after 7. I don't know how many of my ribs were cracked. My sternum was cracked.
One hip was crushed and the femur was broken real close to that pelvic girdle. The right hip was cracked. Both knees were cracked. He had stitches and all over, you know, elbows and stuff.
So I was pretty beat up, okay? And the nurse had told my wife later, says people younger would die. And just to live through that was already a miracle.
They put him in ICU. He was there for 4.5 weeks. It was extremely difficult because where he was in ICU, they reevaluated the situation, the entire treatment plan and everything, every hour on the hour. How's he doing? What can I expect? We'll let you know for the next hour. And it was a major readjustment in my mindset to go live life 1 hour at a time. And one evening I was sitting there thinking, and I just crumbled against the wall and I says, Lord, I can't take this anymore. And Jesus said to me, he says, I have delivered you from the lion. I have delivered you from the bear. What is this Goliath to you?
If we were to be thinking spiritually and focused, considering only what the Word of God says, then when the doctor tells you you've got an incurable disease, you wouldn't fall apart like a $2 suitcase and start crying and have to fight depression and discouragement and fear.
I had this scripture, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue, every doctor's report, every nurse's conversation, every thought that rises up against you that does not line up with the Word of God but rises up against you in judgment, you shall condemn. And the Lord told me, he says, you have a part to play, and if you don't play it, it won't manifest. And then it says, and this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. I said, what's my inheritance? That no weapon formed against you will prosper. And your righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. And when I heard the Lord say that, I heard this giant metal door creaking, and as it came and it slammed shut. And when the door slammed shut, I knew that Satan had been locked out. He had reached a level where he was not improving. And the doctors were going, what is wrong? He just stopped. And I was talking to him, encouraging him, and all of a sudden his eyes popped open and the man was totally alert.
And she comes and she kisses my face. And I do remember this, but I remember like a fuzzy dream, so I don't know how that fits in with everything. But she asked me, says, you think you're going to die, don't you?
And he thought about it. He thought about it and he processed it and he shook his head.
And she says, Jesus says you can live. Now, will you agree with me that you will live? And I thought of it. I was elusive enough I could think. And I said, yes, I agree.
And I just came alive. I said, you will agree with me? And his eyes were closing pretty quick and he gave a little bitty nod and he was out again.
I chose to live. And when I chose to live, that's when things started changing.
Satan lost no opportunity for creating devastation, trying to kill Ken. And one of the major ones was this acute renal failure. And the nurses called me, explained what it was, said, can we put in the stent and do this thing? And I didn't find out till later that in this situation, that when they do that and they put you on kidney dialysis, whatever it was, they never, ever expect you to come off.
Praise God, I only took two or three treatments, and my kidneys have not missed a lick since then.
Ken had two treatments, only two. That was the beginning of miracles. The second hospital was the one designed to get the tubes out and to get him off those heavy drugs. And I walked in there, they had Ken sitting bolt upright in bed with his eyes open.
She told me later that when they took me to this long-term care facility, that they were saying 6 months would be an absolute miracle. 2 years would not be out of the unreasonable for me to be there. I'd have to learn to walk. I have to learn to talk.
The diagnosis came out. He's going to be in major rehab. Every cell of his body was saturated with drugs. And they were saying, he's going to be a drug addict. You're going to have mental issues. Whatever they diagnosed, God healed.
I left that place in 3 weeks, not 6 months.
And when we took him home, he was in a wheelchair. He had that 3-inch nylon belt around his chest. He was a wheelchair. That's all he was.
I was in a wheelchair, and we stayed there for a while in the wheelchair. Then I progressed to a walker. The people said I didn't need any more rehab, but my surgeon said I did need more rehab. And while they were arguing, Virginia and I said, you know, it's about the time for the family summer conference, so let's just go down there and take a week off and relax.
Tribulation do not perfect you. God is not the author of it. It's like I was teaching this morning. The scripture makes it very clear that afflictions and persecutions come for the word's sake, to steal the word of God out of your heart. It's not from God.
We are here because our doctor messed up in his communicating with physical therapy and workman's comp. And so we don't have physical therapy, and we're sitting at home, and we're going, we have no obligations. Let's go see Andrew Womack.
We listened to the speakers that week and decided this is what we wanted to do. My heart's always been to do something like this. I didn't know what it looked like.
We came up here 2 weeks early to enroll in school. He was still in the wheelchair, although I wasn't helping him so much.
I did not bring my walker. I left it in Texas. I brought the wheelchair because it was kind of like a second, you know, lounge chair you could put in a room and sit in, get your feet up. But I sent it back home.
By the time school came around, God's power was still flowing. God's power has never left his body.
Knowing I was healed, not just believing, but knowing I was healed, even though the physical outside didn't look healed, I just kept knowing and trusting and thanking the Lord for that. Continued it for a year. I used my cane.
And when it came time to do a second year mission trip, he left it at home. I think it was an act of faith more than anything.
I laid it down. Haven't picked it up since.
Ken still has a 21% disability rating. But praise God, he puts his socks and shoes on. I used to help him put his pants on because that one leg, he just couldn't even lift his leg.
I continue seeing healing in my body, continue knowing that my healing is progressing. I am healed and whole in the spirit. And I'm pretty well healed and whole in the physical too.
He showers, he cooks, he even does laundry for me. And we take walks. He works at the phone center and he ministers to people. He prays for people. He should have died. The man should have died. And there are still some glitches, but he's nowhere near dead. And he is moving. He teaches, he preaches, he prays, he works.
I am healed. I am whole. I am walking. I'm alive. And I know the power of God going through me, working through me, working around.
Praise God. Isn't that a great testimony? And I tell you, it is really exciting. You might have noticed that as Ken and Virginia walked away, that Ken still walks with a little limp. But I mean, you got to remember that he wasn't even supposed to live. He was in a wheelchair and then on a cane, and they have just progressively seen this improve, and it's not through yet. And see, again, this illustrates part of what I've been teaching about the laws of faith. There are laws that govern how this works. If it was just totally up to God, then every person would just instantly be totally healed. But see, God flows through us. He told many people, he says, according to your faith, so be it done unto you. And so people would receive proportional to the way that they were believing. I believe that God's best is for every single person to just instantly be set free all at once. But you know what? Not all of us are at that place. And you just start believing. Ken in Virginia, they, by their own testimony, they were learning in these laws. But boy, they stood strong. And you know, they have come a million miles. And somebody might condemn them or criticize them because why isn't he just perfect and totally healed? Well, it's not because God has only given him a partial healing. It's because that's the way that they've been receiving. And I think that they have done a great job. You hadn't got any business criticizing them until you get better results. Amen. But see, this to me answers so many questions. The reason sometimes it takes me a long time to receive things that God has already provided for me isn't because God is slow or God is powerless. It's because I'm just not very aware of the things of God. I'm still learning. You know, you could use an example here. Again, going back to electricity, I've used this a bunch during this teaching. But when Thomas Edison was trying to develop the incandescent light bulb, I forget the exact figures, but I think there was over 2,000 different types of materials that he tried to use to conduct that electricity to see it light up and a light bulb. And you know what? It is just a physical law of nature that some things conduct electricity better than other things. Rubber does not conduct electricity the way that copper does. So that's the reason that they pass electricity through copper wires and insulate it with rubber, because rubber is not a good conductor. And you know what? Likewise with us, there are some of the things that we believe and think and do that doesn't allow God's power to flow through us properly. And so we may only get partial results. We may only get a bit of a result instead of the complete manifestation. And that's not because God only gave part of it. It's because we are poor conductors of the power of God. And there are some people watching this program who will take great offense at me saying that you're a poor conductor because you're so insecure that you just can't accept any criticism. And for you to think that any of this problem has to do with you, you just freak out. I bet you that there's lots of people turn television sets off all over the world because I'm even beginning to start making the point that some of you don't conduct the power of God the way that you should, and you just get offended and turn that off. But I'm telling you, it's the truth. And, you know, to me, I remember praying with a woman one time when I was in Merritt Island, Florida. This woman had arthritis and was in a wheelchair. She wasn't in a wheelchair. She had already ordered a wheelchair. And I think she was getting around, but she could just barely move. And she had already ordered her wheelchair and planned on being in a wheelchair. And anyway, I prayed with her, and instantly, about 10% or 20% of her pain left. And when she only felt a partial healing, her first response was, "Oh, well, it's not going to work." And I said, "Wait a minute. We only prayed for 30 seconds. And if I could get you 10% well in 30 seconds, then all we got to do is pray for 2 or 3 minutes and we ought to have you completely well." See, I turned it around. And instead of looking at it about why is it only 10%, instead, she looked at it as, "Praise God, I'm already 10%. And we just prayed for a few minutes, and this woman was totally free and able to walk. You know, these are things that I've learned through the laws of faith. I'm out of time today, but we are going to be back tomorrow teaching on this again. I encourage you to listen in and also listen to our announcer as he gives you some information about how you can receive these materials.
Andrew's complete teaching titled, "God Wants You Well," is available in a brand new book for a gift of $14 or more. Request book number T330 when you contact us. You can also get this teaching in a companion study guide for a gift of $35 or more. Request study guide T430. The entire series is also available on either CD or DVD as seen on our daily TV program. Each is available for a gift of $30 or more. Request item T1036C for the CDs or item T1036D for the DVDs. Or you can receive the book, study guide, and album as part of the Better Healthcare Package. The package includes your choice of either the CD or DVD series,
The new God Wants You Well book, along with a companion study guide, plus Healing Journeys Volume 1 and Volume 2, and the Healing Scriptures CD. The entire package has a catalog value of $136, but today we'd like to offer it to you for a gift of $100 or more. To get the Better Healthcare Package, request item T4505. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth teaching in the God Wants You Well CD series, titled The Laws of Faith, is available for a gift of any amount. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this fourth CD free of charge. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Or you can visit our website, where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today.
I know that many of you are being blessed by this teaching, and not only is it helping you, but you know that there are many people that just haven't heard this good news that God loves them and wants them well, and you're excited about the word going out. You know, I'd like to ask you, if you haven't yet become a partner with us, to please become a partner and help us get this truth out. We spend close to $1 million a month in just television and radio airtime, and it's about to increase dramatically. And I couldn't do that by myself. The only reason I can do this is because other people recognize that God is using this ministry to set people free and get the truth to them, and they want to help. And so we have people who are partners. If you haven't yet become a partner, we have a number on your screen. I encourage you to call today.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Chicago, Illinois for a Gospel Truth seminar this week, May 13th through the 15th, and in the UK for the Grace and Faith Family Camp, May 28th through the 31st, and in Woodland Park, Colorado, June 26th for the Pikes Peak Christian Artist Festival. He'll also be in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Summer Family Bible Conference, June 28th through July 2nd, in Minneapolis, Minnesota for a Gospel Truth Seminar, July 15th through the 17th, and in Durant, Oklahoma, July 28th through the 30th.
It's our premier event of the year, the 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Join us Monday, June 28th through Friday, July 2nd at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel for an experience you'll never forget. Morning speakers include Karis Bible College instructors, and Andrew Womack will be teaching each evening. Praise and worship with Charlie and Jill LeBlanc, a full children's ministry, and so much more. Bring the family and enjoy Colorado. For reservations and more info, log on to awmi.net and click on Meetings.